Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition at 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. The folks behind an urban gardening project in Southwest Philadelphia have spent the last year installing dozens of raised planting beds in the yards of homeowners throughout their neighborhood. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the 56 raised beds are part of a mission to build a community around growing food.
Early on a cold Tuesday morning, Haja Glover dumped 15 cubic feet of soil into a 3x5 garden box she built and installed. Then she started planting starters of cabbage, garlic, and mustard greens.
So what I like to do is rip up the roots, break the roots, plant it, say a little prayer, and then we're going to do another one.
Glover is part of Sankofa. That's a community farming project in Southwest Philadelphia. It focuses on African food traditions. The little prayer, she said, is part of the project's effort to farm in a way that respects the land. She's doing this at the home of Colleen Goodwin, who signed up to receive this raised bed at a greatly reduced cost. She has a backyard, but she wanted it in her front yard.
I get more sun up here, and I think it would be nice for the neighbors to see, too. I'd be happy to share any food that I grow.
Letting neighbors see neighbors grow gardens is a fundamental part of Sankofa's mission. More than growing food, co-director Ty Holmberg says he and his partner Chris Bowden Newsom have designed this project to allow people, particularly African-American people, to reconnect to the land below their feet.
I mean, as Chris often says, that the land is the scene of the crime in the United States. You know, after 400 years of enslaved people and the benefits of our country that came from that free labor, we are providing a space for specifically African descended people to rebuild their relationship to the land.
Sankofa also grows food, and a lot of it. Its main farming operation at Bartram's Garden produces 15,000 pounds of produce every year. Most of that is distributed to food insecure neighbors in Southwest Philadelphia. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.